Good afternoon. So the title of my project really explores the collaboration between local health departments and local public school districts related to coordinated school health. This was part of a broader project that was a state-level assessment of the way in which local health departments and engage with local public school districts. So we looked at past, present, and emerging school health agendas. We also wanted to explore some of the attitudes and perceptions about the relationship between health and learning. And finally, we wanted to look at some of the unique demographic characteristics of local health departments to help us understand these attitudes and perspectives and a little bit about their engagement. There's a growing and extensive body of evidence that supports the relationship between health and learning, and we know that healthier students are better able to learn because they are more able, more motivated, and there's a history of collaboration between the systems of public health and public education that was, in fact, part of what led to the development of the coordinated school health model. We know that comprehensive and coordinated school health efforts don't just impact students, but they impact students, their families, their communities. And so since 20% of the U.S. population is in some way affiliated with a local public school or schools in general, we can make a big impact if we focus our efforts there. Local health departments provide a broad array of services and are really essential partners in school health. We know that local health departments, so public health and public education, we have a mutually agreeable agenda. We want youth to be healthy. We want them to be productive. We want them to successfully transition into adulthood. But we noticed that some trends in school health have moved away from collaboration with the provision of services that have traditionally been provided by local health departments. A great example would be nursing services that are commonly outsourced. So this is Ohio. We call ourselves the heart of it all based on the shape of our state. You'll see on the graph on your left a star that hovers over what is Cuyahoga County. Cuyahoga County contains the city of Cleveland. I'm a native Clevelander. And if you look at that map of Cuyahoga County, you'll see a small yellow star. That star is where I live. That is University Heights. And within a relatively close proximity, I can access about 5 to 7 school districts. And by close proximity, I mean a mile, less than a mile. I can access 7 different school districts. That's something unique about the geography of where I live, but it's not uncommon to suburban districts in Ohio. We cluster. Some of the school districts merge, but many of them are independent. So the Ohio Department of Education classifies Ohio's local school districts in 4 ways. You can be rural, you can be a small town, you can be suburban, or you can be urban. But when you look at the types of health department that we have, the types of school districts we have, the majority of our school districts are rural. So you can see that we have school districts that are rural with high student poverty or average student poverty with small or very small student populations. So we have a number of small school districts. But the majority of our students reside within a suburban typology. So you can see that the suburban, that's low student poverty and average student population size, or very low student poverty with large student population. In terms of local health departments, at the time of this study, we had approximately 125 health departments. On a previous map, I sort of blew out Cuyahoga County. Well, I'll use Cuyahoga County again as an example, because we do have a health department. It's the Cuyahoga County Board of Health. And the Cuyahoga County Board of Health provides, is the local health department, with the exception for 2 cities. The city of Cleveland itself has its own health department, and Shaker Heights, which is an eastern suburb of Cleveland, also has a health department. I've actually worked for both, and the commissioner for the Shaker Heights Health Department is actually sitting in the back of this room. In terms of types of health departments, so in Ohio, we have most of them are combined or part of general health districts. Again, because so much of our state is rural, we really find ourselves or the health departments combining their services. 23 counties have more than one health department, as is the example with Cuyahoga County, and 61 really contract for public health services. You can see by way of staff, we have approximately a 4,800 FTE, and the majority of the staff for health departments across the state are nurses, which really speaks volumes for what we're going to find with engagement with the coordinated school health model. And yay, we have some health educators in there as well. So methods, it's a 2-phase process that was initiated by the Ohio Department of Health actually prior to our engagement in the spring of 2012. They instituted an assessment targeting health commissioners and directors of nursing, and they used a web-based instrument that was designed to assess the type of relationship of schools. So how do you perceive your relationship? What are the challenges? What are the barriers? And then they wanted to identify specific areas for training and technical assistance. So actually, we began this collaboration on the tail end of that, because it was around that same time that Ohio's public health PBRN, which is known as RAFI, the Research Association for Public Health Improvement, also received funding to do some of this work. So we began to analyze that initial round of data, including some open-ended responses, and we used this data to inform phase two of the research process. So phase two was initiated approximately 1 year later in the spring of 2013. We again targeted health commissioners and nursing directors over the period of 1 month, and we utilized a web-based instrument that was developed based on several national school health agendas and related funding mechanisms. So the instrument was 29 items, and it was based on three school health models or framework. So the coordinated school health model, which will be the focus of the presentation today, the CDC's national school health priorities, and the educationally relevant health disparities that have been described by Bosch. Additional items related to perception of health and learning and demographic characteristics were included, and we also did key stakeholder interviews that were conducted among selected participants. So we used SPSS to conduct univariate analysis, and we did bivariate analysis, including chi-square. We did actually use in vivo for the qualitative interviews. All of this was approved by the IRB at Case Western Reserve University. So for this presentation, I'm going to focus on the quantitative data obtained as part of phase two, and I'm going to specifically focus on the data that was collected related to engagement with coordinated school health. That was a model developed by the CDC in the 1980s, and it is the primary mechanism through which ODA supports school health efforts. So demographic characteristics. We had a response rate of about 72%, so 90 of the 125 health departments responded. You can see here that the majority of the health departments were combined. We had some county and some city, and I'll include that unknown and missing because it's going to be an important note as I wrap up my discussion. The majority of Ohio's health departments work with somewhere between 2 and 8 school districts, so about 41%. But you can see that about 19% work with one district, and about another 20% work with 9 or more. Another important note, about 48% of our health departments have no funding to support school health. 48% of our health departments have no funding to support school health. So that's another really important finding. And then we asked the health departments, tell us a little bit about who is doing the work of school health. Do you have school health nurses? 30% indicated they did. Are you involved in any school-based health clinics? About 15% indicated that they did. And do you have a school health coordinator? About 13% indicated that they did. And the school health coordinator could have been, didn't necessarily eliminate other roles as well. So they could have been a school health coordinator with additional responsibilities. So when you look at engagement with the coordinated school health model, you can see that health departments were not involved in the majority of health departments were not involved in physical education or the provision of counseling, psychological, and social services. And I found most interesting that they were not involved in health promotion for staff. But where were they involved? Primarily in health education, through the provision of school health services, and promoting a healthy school environment. So we wanted to look at these high engagers. So we took the data and looked at engagement in the number of components of the model. So high engagers were health departments who engaged in 6 to 8 components of the model, any of the 6 to 8 components, because there's no way of ranking any component of the model as more or less important than another. So when we looked at this, we did the chi-square test for association, and we looked at those high-level engagers. And we found that high-level engagers, there was an association with high-level engagement and the presence of a school health coordinator, and the strength of the relationship would be considered moderate at with a phi of 0.39. We also looked at school health nurses. There was a statistically significant association there, and the strength of that relationship was strong at 0.53. Also, there was a statistically significant association with engagement, high engagers in the presence of a school-based health clinic and school health funding. So again, this is just based on the coordinated school health model. So in total, we have 125 health departments serving an average of almost 5 public health school districts and about 13,000 students. There were higher levels of engagement with school health education, health services, and the healthy school environment, and lower levels of educational counseling, psychological services, physical education, and health promotion for staff. High engagers accounted for about 42% of respondents and were engaged with at least 6 to 8 components of the model. An important note, there was no statistically significant association with high engagement in the local health department type or the number of school districts in the geographic service area. So there was broad engagement of the local health department with coordinated school health. On average, they engaged with about 4 to 5 components of the model. There was an interesting finding with our demographic characteristics. So we had about 90 health departments responded, and there were a number of them who did not want to identify which health department that they worked with. Interestingly enough, of those who did not want to respond about what health department they worked with, 75% of them identified themselves individually as willing to be interviewed. So it wasn't too hard to put the pieces together in that regard, but it does to some degree limit our analysis. There was a lack of previous findings have indicated a lack of dedicated staff and relevant funding have been barriers to engagement with coordinated school health. And this is what we're facing here in Ohio, and this is just a screenshot of what's currently happening in Ohio with this debate about the 5 of 8 rule. So number of positions related to school health nurses, PE teachers, health teachers, guidance counselors are really on the chopping block for us. Because as school districts are strapped for cash, they consider eliminating these positions. But this 5-8 rule does not allow you to do so, because for every 1,000 students, you have to have 5 of 8 of these positions funded per 1,000 students. And school districts being stretched for resources right now are really trying to advocate to eliminate those. So this really represents an opportunity for engagement across the systems of public health and public education. We want to explore the way in which we can leverage those resources to support schools. We want to look at the other side of the coin. What does engagement look like from the perspective of schools? And really, if we're going to make this case for health and learning and really get schools on board to work with local health departments, we need to incorporate the educational outcomes of the districts for those with higher levels of engagement. I noted that there was limited completion of demographic data. There was also some variability in the completion of the survey. So some health departments had one person that they designated to complete it. Others completed it as a group. I got a number of phone calls about, can we do this together? Sure. And then some of the responses, there were occasions where there were multiple responses for health department that we eliminated when we could. So this provided a state-level profile of engagement specifically related to coordinated school health and really supported the goal of RAFI, which is a practice-based research network that brings together academics and practitioners. And it highlights the role of school health within the broader public health agenda and provides a platform for future systems-level research. We know that this type of collaboration and assessment allows us to identify programs, policies, and practices that will help support school health at the state level, and advocacy absolutely has to be a part of what we're going to do, advocacy and dissemination of this work, in order to contribute to improving both health and educational outcomes. I'd like to acknowledge the University of Kentucky and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation for financial support to conduct this research. The Research Association for Public Health Improvement, which is Ohio's practice-based research network, and Scott Frank, who has graciously been my boss and mentor for many years and allowed me to be a doc student for 6 of the last 8 years that we worked together, Laura Rooney at the Ohio Department of Health, Kent State, and then the APHA School Health section for the time to present today. Thank you.